How's it going, LFU? Hopefully you're enjoying yourself and you're probably still partying after that Liverpool result. But welcome back to Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. But it's been quite good, hasn't it? I think it's fair to say the football has been extremely good recently. But anyway, today's game, Sunday, Super Sunday, for some reason, at 4:30, the amazing Sky Sports have decided to put on Leeds United at Brentford away, which is still baffling to me. I don't know why this is the 4:30 kickoff, but hey-o. But let's crack on. Let's talk about last game, because wow. What a result. A 3-3 draw against Liverpool. What a night. What a game. Just a stellar performance. Let's hear what I had to say post-game. So, Leeds United 3, Liverpool 3. I mean, great game. What a game. What a result. Just a point that was well earned and we should have got. I mean, going 2-0 down the way we did. But we fixed up. We changed everything. It was great. It was a great result. Tanaka last-minute limbs, absolute scenes, bodies everywhere. Such an important point for us. Against, I know Liverpool have, you know, had their ups and downs, but they're a good side. Look at the team. They've got some great players. But as I was saying, you know, the goals that they scored, we were split open a bit easily. But again, it's Liverpool. They've got world-class players. So what can you really do about it? But can't complain. Great point. Such an important result. What an atmosphere at Elland Road as well. That is one of the best I've ever seen it. What a night. Come on, Leeds! Well, there we go. I mean, it sums it up, doesn't it? Just a great game. Last-minute limbs against one of the biggest teams in the country. And, you know, let's remember here, like, as bad as Liverpool have been recently, as crappy they have been, that's still a good bloody team. They've got some world-class players in there, and to get a 3-3 draw against them is unreal stuff, and especially in the fashion we did it. Absolutely fantastic. So, positives, like I was saying, great result, great atmosphere, and again, we had that amazing fight that we've seen for at Chelsea. I mean, we kind of controlled the game, so we didn't really have to see loads of fight there. And City, we lost 3-2. But I tell you what, it was still a bloody good performance. We brought it back to 2-2 against Manchester City away as well. So it was great. Amazing fight. That's just what we need. That's the confidence booster for us. Negatives, I mean, we're really splitting hairs here because I don't think a lot went terribly wrong. But poor defending for the goals. I think we were split open a little bit too easily. Just a little bit too easily a lot of the time, especially for those for the first goal and also the Szoboszlai goal, I think, for the third. We just got cut open easily. And, you know, they have world-class players, so they can do that. Defending was a bit poor, but there you go. What more can you do? But, yeah, great game, great result. Let's get into the Merv Awards for it. Right, Merv Awards for Liverpool at home. And what a game it was. Like I've been saying, amazing stuff. But if you're new around here, don't know how the Merv Awards works, I'm just going to rate every single player that played in the Liverpool game out of 10. Simple as that. But at the end of the season, we're going to tally up all the scores, and whoever has the most points is the best player for this season in my book and gets the Merv Award. So let's start off with Perry. Perry, I've given a 6. I think he had a decent game. He pulled out some really good saves. I think he stopped it from Liverpool getting a couple more. He had a solid game. Can't really complain. Didn't do anything amazing. Didn't really do anything awful. It was an okay performance. Giving him a 6. Goodmanson, I'll tell you what, I'll just say this. The whole back line have given 7s. There's a lot of 7s being thrown out for this Liverpool game. I think they were pretty solid. They slipped through, obviously, for especially for 2 of the goals, but it was... They played well, so they all get 7s. Going to the midfield now, Ampadu, again, given a 7, he had a good game. Now, Stack, this one might be a bit controversial because he won our player of the match. I've given Stack a 6 because I'll be honest with you, I just didn't think he was that good. I didn't really see anything that amazed me. Yes, he scored the goal and, my God, a well-taken goal. However, I just, there was nothing that just made me go, oh my God, what a game he's had. He's definitely our man of the match. There was just nothing in it for me. And I just thought in that first half, he was dreadful. He was absolutely dreadful. Second half, he did pick it up quite a bit. But I just didn't see how he was player of the match. I couldn't wrap my head around it. But anyway, Gruev, giving him a 7. Good game from him again. Okafor, giving a 5. I didn't think he just did that much. I think he really struggled in that game. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I've given him a 7. He had an all right game. Off the bench, Pirro and Nonto both given 5s. Just didn't do a lot once again. I think, well, to be fair, when Nonto came on, he had a bit more time than Pirro. He just didn't do a lot. I didn't think there was nothing impressive from Nonto's end. There was a lot of ball carrying to like the other side of the pitch and stuff, which I guess it's what you want to do in the situation we were in when, you know, we're level. But I just didn't, nothing that amazed me. Aronson, I'm being nice to him for once, and I've given him a 7. Brendan Aronson's been given a 7. I know, guys, I am okay, so don't worry. 7. I think he came on and he was bloody good. He was really good. He came on. He started running about. He was winning the balls. He was pestering them. He had a good game. He had a good game when he came on. So giving him a 7. And then the winner, the Tanaka, scoring the winner, giving him a 7 as well. I just think, you know, there wasn't a lot of standout performances. Don't get me wrong. As much as a great night it was and a great result, there was nobody in that team that kind of made me go, oh my days, wow, what a game he had. There was no one really. So a lot of 7s, no one really clearing through with, like, you know, like a 9 or something. So, yeah, that's the Merv Awards for Liverpool at home. Now, let's get into the meat of it. You came here for the pre-match, so I'm going to give you the pre-match talk. So, let's kick it off. Talking about Farke's presser, injuries, Nemecha out. Sadly, so annoying that he's out again. But hopefully, he said hopefully he's going to be back for the Crystal Palace game. But in positive news, everyone's fine. Everybody is fine. So we don't have to worry about any more injuries and stuff like that. We're fine. It's just Nemecha that is out. And then in the interview as well, he said he called DCL one of the best strikers in the league. Now, I think that's pretty overdoing it, in my opinion. I would not call DCL one of the best strikers in the league. I don't think he is. You probably agree with me as well, LFU. I thought that was a bit of a rogue call from Daniel Farke. He still needs to score some goals first, DCL. Then we can talk about him being the best striker in the league. But to be fair, he scored 3-3 against Liverpool, Chelsea and Man City. So he's doing all right. But yeah, called DCL one of the best strikers in the league. And also he said it's important to be unpredictable when you're a newly promoted side. And yeah, and I've got to give Farke's praise for changing against Liverpool as well, because we started off as the back three and it clearly didn't work. We came out with it again and conceded 2 goals straight off the bat, and we changed it, went to the back four, went to the 3 up front, and it worked. So that unpredictability is great. It's working. So let's have more of that. It's only taken us, like, how many games is it now? 14, 15 games to become unpredictable and change the lineup and change the formation. Could have done that ages ago and gotten ourselves some results, Farke, for goodness sake. But yeah, that's what Farke said in his presser. Let's move on to the starting 11. So I'm going to tell you what I'd go for and what I think Daniel Farke will end up throwing out in today's game against Brentford. So I do Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Biol, Bogle. That's the back line. With Ampadu, Gruev and Tanaka making that midfield 3. With Okafor and DCL up top. I'm keeping Okafor in, even though I didn't think he had the greatest game. Because one, who else do we really put in? I'm not thinking we're going to play Pirro. And I think Okafor can do well. I think it's going to be his third time playing in this position up front. And I think he'll do something. He showed glimpses of it against Chelsea. He looked exciting against Chelsea in that striking position. So against Brentford, arguably a bit of a weaker side. I'm using that in quotation marks, a weaker side. I want to see him do well. And midfield, I'd throw Tanaka straight back in instead of Stack, because I just don't think Stack is good enough at the minute. And Tanaka has been working his bloody backside off. So that's what I'd go for if I was Leeds United manager. But what I think it will be, what Daniel Farke will put out in today's game, Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Beal, Bogle, midfield three, Ampadu, Tanaka and Stack, and the front two of DCL and Okafor. Yeah, you're basically a carbon copy of the lineup against Liverpool, but Tanaka's probably going to come in because it's Brentford instead of Liverpool. We're probably going to be a bit more on the front foot, or at least try to be a bit more on the front foot. So I think Tanaka just works that little bit better than Gruev. So I think he might do that. That's probably just what he'll do. I'd personally keep Gruev in because I just think he's looked really good at the minute. But hey-o, there we go. Yeah, put them both in, actually. I put Gruev and Tanaka in, so there you go. But let's move on to the score prediction now. So, Brentford away. It's never an easy game. I can't, like, apart from, well, I mean, obviously, apart from when we stayed up, I don't have any good memories of Brentford away. Every time we go to Brentford away, whether it's the G-Tech or Griffin Park back in the day, I just don't get good vibes from it whatsoever. There's just something about Brentford. They've always been a bogey team to us. And they're an even bigger bogey team now because they're actually quite decent. They're quite a good football inside. They've got that Igor Thiago or whatever his name is up front who's banging in goals. He's having an unreal season, but Haaland's just overshadowing that. So it's going to be a difficult game. I think there will be goals for both sides. Brentford, you know, are dangerous, but I also think we can score quite a few goals as well. So with that that being that, there is a bit of confidence after the games for Liverpool and Chelsea. So I think we'll get a draw. I think we'll get a point away at Brentford. I think a point is great, especially because we struggle a lot when we go down to London and more specifically Brentford. So a draw, I'm going to go 2-2. We'll see four goals in the game. I think it'll be a good game today. I'm looking forward to this to a point, of course, because it's Brentford away. Never really like that. But it should be good fun today. So fingers crossed we can go and get a point. That'd be amazing, in my opinion. Right, let's move on to the wiser view. So Dad's not on the mic anymore, but he sends voice notes from the void with amazing service, by the way. Like, the connection we get to the void is unreal. So let's see what he has to say about today's game against Brentford.
I mean, Brentford away is one of the most trickiest fixtures to land in a Leeds United fixture list in what, the last decade, would you say? Weirdly, why? I don't know. It's in London, I guess. But yeah, I would like to think the momentum of the last two games surely drags into this game thinking we're invincible. And therefore, I mean, I think we're going to get a win. Let's go 2-0. I'm going clean sheet. We're going to get a clean sheet. I think your Thiago will be marked out again by Rodon. 2-0 Leeds. Come on.
Well, there you go. Dad, very, very confident. A 2-0 win and we're going to mark Thiago out of the game. And you know what? I would not mind that at all. A nice little 2-0 win against Brentford would work wonders. But there we go, LFU. It's done. The pre-match talk. Let's crack on with Brentford away today. So make sure to follow the socials, Lad to Leeds, on Insta and on X. It's the same on both, so you simply cannot mess it up. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun down in London. It's going to be a good one. It's expensive, but we live for these days. It should be good fun down there. If you're staying in a nice warm house or off to the pub, have a cracking time. I know I certainly will be having fun in my nice and warm house whilst everybody's freezing the box off down at the G-Tech. But come on, let's hope Leeds go and get 3 points or even a point. I'd be happy with that. And let's just bloody beat Brentford. Let's just beat them. Come on, Leeds!